morning. It's good to be with you today. Good to be back after being out of town. If you would turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. When we talk about faith, especially when you look here in the book of Hebrews, when you see faith mentioned in Hebrews, you know that there's something always going to be mentioned along with it. And probably a lot of you already know what that is that's found along with faith. If not, hopefully you will learn in the context of this lesson this morning. Our time this morning will be spent in Hebrews chapter 11, which is often called the honor roll of faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 gives us 18 specific examples of faith. And we're familiar with many of these names, some maybe not as familiar, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, and Rahab, etc. So every time faith is mentioned with these names, something else is mentioned along with it. So we want to look at that this morning. But first of all, we want to see how does this chapter fit into the book of Hebrews. The name Hebrews actually gives us a hint as to who this book is addressed to. It's written to Jewish Christians. It's written to Hebrews. And the Hebrews were native-born to Palestine. They're Jews, as opposed to those other that were foreign-born Grecians who might have been found throughout the empire. The Jewish Christians at this time were undergoing intense persecution. And there was a lot of distress, and there was a great persecution, as we see in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. Much of what is written here is encouraging those who might be going through this persecution. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 34 says, "But recall the former days. After you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one." So they are encouraged here that they could go through some of the struggles and some of the persecutions that they had endured because they realized that there was something else better. They realized that there was something that was going to make those struggles worth it. Unfortunately, sometimes persecution doesn't always strengthen people, and people do not stand up under the threat and under the ordeal of persecution, and it makes them leave the faith. And that was certainly true of some of these Hebrews. They were tempted under persecution to turn away from Christ and to go back to following the old law, because there were those that persecuted them for following Christ. And some turned back. Let's read on in verse 35 of Hebrews chapter 10. "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward." This is talking about the confidence that they have through Jesus Christ. Don't throw away the hope that you have through Christ. But unfortunately, some did. It said, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." So there were ones that shrunk back. Those were the ones that turned away. And they may have avoided persecution in the present time, but they were not going to endure in the future because they were going to be punished for them turning away. So this book is having to do with encouragement to those that would carry on the faith and to keep them from turning back to the old law. Now, chapter 11 is a chapter that was written to encourage those who are suffering and who were being tempted, and they needed help. They didn't need to give up on Christ. And there's at least 18 examples of those who endured and pleased God and are held up as an example because of their faith. Many of these that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 were ones that were persecuted. They were ones that were tempted. They were ones that needed help. And they still endured. And they're role models. That doesn't mean that they were perfect in every way, but they were ones that encourage us. And those who are held up as an example so Christians can be prodded to go on to the finish line. Hebrews chapter 12 talks about this. These are ones that have completed the race. And it's an encouragement to us to do the same thing. Others have finished the race, and you need to do the same thing. Let's look in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, which follows these examples that we'll look at in chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 12, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," who are those witnesses? They're the ones that have been talked about in Hebrews chapter 11 that we'll look at this morning. "Let us also lay aside every weight." Let's do the same thing that these did. Let's lay aside the weight. Let's lay aside the sin which so easily ensnares us. "And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." So this chapter, chapter 11, sits in this book to encourage us, to encourage those who might be struggling in their faith, especially to those Jewish Christians who are undergoing persecution at the hands of those who would want them to turn back to the Jewish religion and give up on the idea of Christ being their Savior. So, don't give up is the message. Again, when we look at the faith of these people in chapter 11, there's always something that's mentioned along with it. When we read about faith, we read about the name of the person who had the faith, but we also read something about what it is that they did. Without exception, every time faith is found, there is an action that's found along with it. And that's not a popular doctrine in the world today. Many people talk about faith apart from works. They talk about faith apart from actions. But every time you look here in Hebrews chapter 11, you see that the one that's being talked about had some kind of action that went along with their faith. And what we want to see this morning is briefly what it is that's mentioned here about these different examples of faith. In verse 3, well, let's just go ahead and start with verse 1 of chapter 11. "Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. So what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks." Abel was a young man when he died. His brother killed him when Abel's sacrifice was deemed acceptable to God. And as we've mentioned before in other lessons, Abel must have done what it was that God told him to do in regard to the sacrifice. Cain did not. But what we see here in the italicized word, offered is a verb. And let's learn in school what a verb is. A verb is an action word. It's something that we do. And by faith, Abel offered to God. He did something. His faith did something, and that was pleasing to God. Also, in verse 5, we see Enoch. By faith, Enoch pleased God. Verse 5, "By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, for God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God." And we don't see everything about Enoch here. We don't know a whole lot about his life, but certainly at the end of our life, what we would like to see is the same thing written about us, is that that Gary lived a life that pleased God, that Rex lived a life that pleased God. In Genesis chapter 5, in verse 24, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, starting verse 21, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he followed Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 days. Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. So there we see what we know about Enoch. What is important is that we see that he walked with God. And what that did is it was a life that was pleasing to God. Another action word that by faith Enoch pleased God in the way that he was. Character that we do know more about is Noah, who was told to go prepare an ark and was given specific instructions on how to prepare that ark and to bring two of every kind of creature onto the ark. And he went and preached, but he was only able to save his own family. But verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11 talks about Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. You know, sometimes it's hard to listen to someone when they have a warning about something that you've never seen before. That there's something that's coming, and you've never seen anything like it before. But God told Noah, there's a storm coming, there's going to be a flood, and you need to be prepared. And Noah believed God, and Noah took action. He prepared an ark. His faith wasn't something that was just there without action. It was something that required action on his part. And his action in building that ark showed that he believed God. In verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to that city which has foundation, whose design and builder is God. So Abraham went to a land that God would show him. You know, sometimes when we travel to a place that we've never seen before, you know, we're trusting what somebody else says. We're trusting what the GPS on our phone tells us how to get there, or we're trusting the directions that somebody else gave. And maybe we've never seen that place before, but we have directions and we have understanding from others. Well, God told Abraham to go somewhere that he had not seen before, but by faith Abraham believed God and he obeyed by going and doing it. If Abraham said, well, you know, God, I do believe you and I have faith, but I just don't see why I should do what you're talking about. I'm really comfortable where it is that I am. Can't you fulfill these promises to me here where I am? And his wife, Sarah, is also talked about here in verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Again, Sarah considered him faithful. She had her faith took action in her belief. And Jacob is also mentioned here in verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each one of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. Again, what I want you to notice here is the action word, the verb, that faith took action in each one of these cases. There are things that go on in these people's lives that show their trust in God. It doesn't just show up in their words, it shows up in their deeds, it shows up in the things that they do. And there are many things that could be said. Of course, the Hebrew writer just briefly mentions each one of these men. Joseph also was a man of faith. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph,
at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones.
And so Joseph, and we see in his life the way that his faith had a role in his life as a young man, even though he was persecuted, even though his brothers hated him, he stayed faithful to God, even when he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He did what he should have done when she tempted him. She lied about what he had done, and he ended up being falsely accused and put into prison, but yet he remained faithful. And we see that later on in his life, as he tells his brothers, when he reveals himself to his brothers as they come to him for food during the famine, he reveals himself to them and says, "What you did to me, you meant for harm, but God meant it for good." He had a life of action. His life followed the belief that he had. And here at the end of his life, he makes mention of the Exodus. He knows what it is that God has done for his people, and he knows what the future is going to be. He knows what the promises are to God's people, and he wants his bones to be buried there in the promised land. Also, verse 23 says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God, rather to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, nor being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith the people crossed the Red Sea." You see here, in case after case with Moses, he was hidden by his parents. His parents hid him. There's action on their part. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And this passage always amazes me. This choice that Moses made not to stay in the house of the king, in the house of Pharaoh, and to enjoy those things. I just don't know that there's many people that would make that choice to give up the life that would give him. But he gave that up. And he endured persecution with the people of God. He led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt because he took action in his life and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he was looking forward to something that was better. And obviously, his mother and his sister had taught him well as he was a child. Verse 29 talks about the Israelites that were released from the land of Egypt. Of course, their faith wavered from time to time. Verse 29 talks about one of the positive things. It says, "By faith the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned." Again, here's a reference to Israel. They passed through the Red Sea. There is action on their part. They believed what God said and they took action. Verse 30 talks about the walls of Jericho that were encircled by the people of Israel. "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. They had to do what God said in order for the result to be there, for the walls to fall. Now, people thought they were crazy for doing that. If we walked around this building for 7 days, you know, trying to make it fall down. You know, people, doesn't that sound crazy? But that's what God said to do. "I want you to march around this city on the seventh day. I want you to shout, and it's going to fall." And it did. In verse 31, the Hebrew writer talks about Rahab the harlot.
did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. These were the spies that went in to spy out the land of Canaan. She realized that there was something to this God that the Israelites had served. In fact, it seems that she has more faith in God than some of the spies did. And so she took action. Also in verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept relief so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two. They were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, in dens and in caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had promised something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect." You notice there is all these others are briefly mentioned. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, the prophets. They all talked about their faith. And each one of these, if you notice the action words, it says they conquered, they enforced, they stopped the mouths of lions, they quenched, they escaped, they became mighty, they put foreign armies to flight, they suffered. All those are words of action. Our faith needs to have action. Faith is something that always acts. It was not that these people just believed in God. It was that their faith was called upon them to act. It was their actions based on their beliefs that made the difference in their life. And of course, action is going to make the difference in our life also. Do you have faith? Well, what are the verbs that go along with your life? What are the action words that go along? What is your action word going to be? What sets you apart from other people? As Rex mentioned this morning, the theme at camp this past week was Reign in Me. We sang that song a couple of weeks ago before we went to camp. Ethan led it, and we learned it. And as we sang that song all week, it kept sounding better and better as people learned it. It just sounded beautiful. And the lessons were dealing with how God can reign in us. And we talked about action. We talked about our words. We talked about our speech. We talked about the way that we treat each other. The actions that take part in our life, you know, come out of our heart. And our heart, you know, needs to be involved in being pleasing, wanting to be pleasing to God. And when our heart is right, the actions are going to follow. And so, great studies that we had with these kids. In my cabin, I had the seventh graders, which are the oldest boys over at the junior camp. And Rusty Green, several years ago, started the tradition of rudely awakening the boys with an amplifier, you know, blaring rock music. And so, you know, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, we would play "Ladies and Gentlemen." You've probably heard that song. It starts out a lot of the sports programs, and you know, it's one of those songs that can really wake you up. And we played some other things too. So that would, it's amazing how they could still lay there though when that's blaring. But you know, on the last night as we were talking, one of the boys said, "Tomorrow, can you wake us up with Lord Reign in Me and with Christ alone?" And the other boys started adding other songs that they wanted to hear. They wanted to be woken up with the songs that we had been singing during the camp.
and that made me think, you know, something's getting through. And that's what we did. You know, they were getting the point of those songs. And it was very encouraging to me that they said, that's what we want to wake up to tomorrow. We're trying to teach that we don't just believe in God, that we need to have some action in our life. And we must all act on our faith. I don't see how anybody could read Hebrews chapter 11 and miss the point that faith is something that works. That faith is something that requires action in our life. Each one of these examples, we can see what it is that they did was based on their heart that was in service to God. We don't just believe in God, we act on our faith. So if we have faith, then we need to act. I know that's not proper English, but it should be have faith. But we see that all the time, don't we? Got this or that. Well, if we got faith, you know, what do we do? Well, then we need to act. You know, there'll be moments of crisis that come into our life. How is it that we're going to react? We will be called upon to show our faith. And the point of this chapter is that you can do it. These people did it, and so can you. We are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses that gives us strength to do the same thing. And it's not even just crisis moments that this is required. It's the big picture. It's the long haul. It's the everyday part of our life. You know, what is the overall belief? What is our overall faith that governs our life? With Abraham, we see that he lived a long life. And he had that long-term faith and faithfulness. And we can do that too. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 6, we're reminded of the reason that we do these things. Hebrews 11, verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for whoever would draw near to God must first believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." That's the bottom line. Is that we believe that God exists, He's made promises to us, and He will keep those promises because God is faithful. And we can please Him when we believe that His rewards are there. We'll put our faith into action, and we'll be able to have that home with Him in eternity. And all the effort, all the enduring of persecution, all the things that we go through in this life leading up to that will be so totally worth it to be with God and Christians for eternity in heaven. Hope these things will be an encouragement to you to stay the course, and you'll look to these people in Hebrews chapter 11 to strengthen your faith. If this morning you need to become a Christian, we'd invite you to do that by being buried in baptism to rise and walk in newness of life. Or if you started that life and haven't been faithful, need to make corrections that we can help you with, we invite you to come while we stand together.